cheaper, their service better, they're just better. R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
I'm hungry.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
Thanks.
Try Subway Signature Sriracha Sauce on any of your favorite breakfast sandwiches, like the bacon, egg, and cheese. It's the warmest way to start your day. Subway. Eat fresh.
Cars.com has all the tools you need for stress-free shopping so you can get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6:30 till 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon, the whiskey distiller of the year, three of the last 4 years. Kentucky's finest straight bourbon whiskey, and the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, Dan Strauss, Eon the Peon here with me, and now your chance to get on as well as we clear the early birds off and give everybody a free shot at playing the Harris Challenge. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones *KTRS. A couple of quick spoiler alerts for the Winter Olympics. The opening ceremonies are on NBC tonight. You can call these the Olympic rings with an asterisk. One of the effects they had at the stadium in Sochi today was to have these LED lights change from snowflakes into the Olympic rings. And here goes the first one, and here goes the second one, and here goes the third one, and here goes the fourth one, and the fifth one wouldn't change.
That's right. Yeah, Colin told me that earlier. It just stayed a snowflake.
I've seen the picture of it. It looks like four rings and an asterisk. $51 billion. They can't get the hotels right, they can't get the streets right, they can't get the five Olympic rings right. Here's the other thing I want to mention. When the ceremony started today, and remember, they're 9 or 10 hours, I think 10 hours ahead of us, so it was much earlier today, our time. When the ceremony started, the temperature in Sochi was 45 degrees. The temperature in Pensacola, Florida was 40 degrees, New Orleans 37, Atlanta 32, and Dallas 25. The Winter Olympics aren't even as cold as our southernmost cities in the United States. I love that. Let's move on to the Harris Challenge. Contestant number one, hello, Jim.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. You have a very loud phone.
Gee.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, because it's the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the airwaves for your own personal gain.
Oh, my name's Jim Crane, and I'm the Midwest representative for Pragmatics. We make arson detection units and gas leak detection units.
Okay. We are happy today to be welcoming a new sponsor for the Harris Challenge, Dan's friends in the Well Hungarians, who are going to be playing Wednesday night for Ladies Night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton. There's no cover charge there. They're also playing Thursday nights at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville with great food and no cover. The Well Hungarians sponsoring the Harris Challenge. Now let's turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where we keep the questions and categories, and they come spilling out here when we push that button on Friday afternoons. And here are the categories you can choose from, Jim. Number one is always our topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Category two is Goodbye, Jay Leno. Wow, that's noisy. And category number three is The Beatles on Ed Sullivan by the Numbers. As you may have heard, today is the 50th anniversary of the Beatles coming to the United States. There's going to be a big special this Sunday night on CBS with a bunch of other people doing Beatles songs and some footage of them on the Ed Sullivan Show 50 years ago Sunday. We've got a category, The Beatles on Ed Sullivan by the Numbers. You can have that or the other one. Jim, what would you like?
Oh, I don't like any of them, so I'll take Beatles.
Okay.
Whoa. Jim?
Yes?
Okay.
Calling from the moon.
I feel like I just got 1,000 free hours on AOL. Get the that handshake from the old AOL going on. Jim, here's how the Harris Challenge works. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock and ask you five questions, starting with the easiest one, working our way up to the toughest one. You can answer or pass on each question, and if you want to pass on them, you can come back and pick them up later, as long as the time hasn't expired, because at the 60-second mark, there'll be a buzzer, and then I will tally your points. If you get seven or less, I will have to punish you. But if you do get eight or more, you will win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right, Paul, we have one dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop. And they have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
How about that?
They,
also,
they closed the one in Belleville?
Yeah, they did. They shut that one down. It wasn't doing real well. we also have, from Werenberg Theaters, we have some movie passes. You'll have your choice of Endless Love. We can see I, Frankenstein. How about the Lego Movie? That Joe Hipperson spoke so highly of.
He says
earlier.
It's going to be the highest grossing movie of the year.
Yeah. The Frozen Sing-Along.
Mm-hmm.
That one is, and Barbie, the Pearl Princess.
Which hasn't even opened yet.
No, it has not. Yeah, we have passes for all
you
those from
your,
Werner.
Your choice to any of, choice of either of those prizes, or if you get all five questions right, that's 15 points. We call it a clean sweep, and you win all the prizes, and that will be valued at well over
$1 million.
Your category, Jim, is The Beatles on Ed Sullivan, By the Numbers. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Jim, how many songs did the Beatles perform on their first Ed Sullivan show?
Three.
Five. How many songs did they perform that night that they did not write?
Two.
One. Within five, how many million people watched that show live on CBS?
45.
73 million people. After that Sunday night, how many other Ed Sullivan shows did the Beatles appear on?
Two.
Correct. Within 100, how many people were in the audience of the Ed Sullivan Theater that night and saw the Beatles perform live?
350.
728. By the way, the song they performed that they didn't write was called Till There Was You, which was the musical, The Music Man, which Brian Epstein told them they should do because that would appeal to the moms and dads who were watching, many of whom did not want any of this stuff on their TV with their hair and their music and their whatever. So, Jim, let's see how you did. You got the four-pointer, and that's all. Oh, I'm sorry to say we have to start with punishment today. You do get your choice of punishment today. It's all Beatles-themed. We could have Jim Carrey botch a Beatles song for you, or have Joe Pesci do it, or we can have the Beatles barkers bark one for you. What would you like?
Oh, I'm a glutton for punishment. Go for the Beatle barkers.
Okay, here you go. You earned it. And of course, is the Beatle Barker song, I Saw Her Standing There Taking a Dump on the Lawn.
Wow.
Which one it was.
Okay, that's enough. Thank you.
Wow.
Sorry about that, Jim, but you did it to yourself.
I deserved it.
All right. Have a great weekend. Thanks very much for playing the Harris Challenge. Here's contestant number two. Hello, Brian.
Hey, what's going on?
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Quick shout-out to all the construction workers working this brutal week, especially Glazers Local 513.
Okay. Let's see what we have on the category list here. We still have You Been Paying Attention? We still have Goodbye, Jay Leno. And we have Philip Seymour Hoffman Movies.
Oh, my God. Let's go with number one.
Have You Been Paying Attention?
Yes, sir.
60 seconds on the clock. Brian, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which retailer announced this week that it will no longer carry any tobacco products?
CVS Pharmacy.
Correct. Which former American Idol star announced this week that he's running for Congress from North Carolina?
Pass.
What did a federal judge in Missouri say you can do to warn other cars about a speed trap?
Flash your headlights.
Correct. Which New York airport did Vice President Biden say is like being in a third world country?
LaGuardia?
Correct. What product, bound for U.S. Olympians in Sochi, is stuck in a warehouse in New Jersey because Russia won't allow it into the country?
It's yogurt, but I don't know the brand
name.
That's
okay. Chobani. Yeah, you got it. Back to the two-pointer. Which former American Idol star announced this week that he's running for Congress from North Carolina?
Oh, my God. I never watch it. I'm going to go with Ruben Studdard.
It's the guy who was the runner-up to Ruben Studdard, Clay Aiken.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but you
didn't, that's right.
You didn't need that to win, Brian. You got the rest, and that's 13 points. Congratulations.
That's right. I'm there. Good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes. We'll bring in our third contestant. Hello, Nancy.
Hi, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, this time I think I will say hello to my best friend in Ohio who's probably listening on the Internet.
Okay.
Bonnie.
Okay, Bonnie, thanks for listening via KTRS.com or the free smartphone app you can download. We have three categories here. One of them is Goodbye, Jay Leno. The next one is Philip Seymour Hoffman Movies. Or our new third category is In the Cabinet. Which one would you like, Nance?
I'll take Goodbye, Jay Leno.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. True or false, in all his years hosting The Tonight Show, Leno never missed a single show because of sickness.
I would say that's true.
No, you missed two of them. Which of these was Leno's biography? Stand Up for Comedy, Leading with My Chin, or Tonight is All Right?
Leading with My Chin.
Correct. True or false, Leno once voiced a character for the Pixar movie Cars named Jay Limo.
True.
True. Which magazine does Leno write a regular column for? Popular Mechanics, Entertainment Weekly, or Esquire?
Popular Mechanics?
Correct. Name any of the three men who have been Jay Leno's band leader in all his years on The Tonight Show.
Kevin somebody? I don't know.
5 seconds.
I
you know what? I have to ask the judges, can we accept Kevin somebody?
No, even though that's how most people would try to guess that. Nobody would know his last name.
I know.
But,
The guy who's done it the last 3 years is Ricky Miner. The guy before him who did it for like 15 or 18 years was Kevin Eubanks.
Come on, man.
Yeah, come on.
Come on, Jay.
And before that, the guy who did it for about a sneeze and a half was Branford Marsalis.
Oh, my goodness.
Who you could tell by day three had realized he had made a terrible, terrible career error.
Oh, come on, Branford.
Come on, man. by the way, Kevin Eubanks was not there last night.
Oh.
But Jay did say he was touring in Paris. And we miss him.
Yeah.
Nancy, you got the three, you got the four, you got the five. That's 12 points, and you're a winner.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry, I take it back. You got the two, you got the three, you got the four. That's 11 points, and you're a winner.
Still a winner, okay.
Yeah, congratulations. Hang on. Actually, two, three, and four is 9 points, but you're still a winner, Nancy.
I'm still a winner.
Who's doing the math here? Kevin Eubanks? Come on, man. Things together, man.
Come on, it's 14.
Oh, come on. Dustin is our fourth contestant. Hi, Dustin.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
I'm good. Tell us about your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm just looking forward to the weekend. Glad it's Friday.
Would you like to have Philip Seymour Hoffman Movies or In the Cabinet?
I'll take In the Cabinet.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which president was the first to nominate a Secretary of Energy? Carter, Reagan, or Clinton?
Carter.
Correct. Which cabinet department did Janet Napolitano lead until stepping down last year?
Department of Homeland Security.
Correct. Which department became part of the cabinet in 1989 under George H.W. Bush? You can pass on that one. Four-pointer.
Yeah.
If you're Secretary of HHS, what does HHS stand for?
Health and Human Services.
Correct. Which department was Elizabeth Dole Secretary of during the Reagan years?
I'll pass on that one, too.
Back to the three-pointer. Which department became part of the cabinet in 1989 under George H.W. Bush?
How many points do I have so far? By one, or am I close?
It doesn't matter because the buzzer is sounding.
Yeah, I don't know either of those.
That was the Department of Veteran Affairs, and Elizabeth Dole was Secretary of Transportation. And the answer to your question is 7
Oh.
You got the one, the two, the four. All right, which punishment would you like? We're taking the Beetle Barkers off the board here. You can have Joe Pesci or Jim Carrey.
I'll take the Jim Carrey.
Okay, here it comes. Our salute to the Beatles continues.
I believe that's Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
See how they run like boots from a gun. See how they
This
fly.
Was produced by George Martin.
Crying, sitting on the gun break. Waiting for the band to come.
George Martin did a whole album of covers with various people. It's the same album that has Sean Connery and Robin Williams.
William Shatner on that too? William Shatner and,
No.
Okay. That was a different one. Golden Throat.
Yeah. No, that was really produced by George Martin. Sorry you didn't win, Dustin, but I hope you have a good weekend.
All right, you guys too. Thank you.
Thank you. Here comes our final contestant. Hi, Jason.
Evening, gentlemen. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
No, thanks for having me on. Appreciate this show and your show on the weekend.
Thank you very much. The category is Philip Seymour Hoffman movies. We've got 60 seconds on the clock, Jason. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie did he co-star with Brad Pitt as Art Howe, manager of the Oakland A's?
Moneyball.
Correct. For what 2005 biography of a famous writer did Hoffman win his only Academy Award?
Capote.
Correct. In what movie about the porn industry did he play a confused crew member named Scotty J?
Boogie Nights.
Correct. In what 2013 sequel did he play Plutarch Heavensby?
Oh, gosh.
You can pass.
Mission Impossible.
I'm sorry?
Mission Impossible.
Hunger Games Catching Fire.
Oh, that's right.
Here's the 5-pointer. You need this for the win. In what movie about a congressman's attempts to send arms to Afghan rebels did Hoffman play a CIA agent?
The senator, or the guy from Texas. Jack William Moore?
Let me ask the judges, can we accept Jack Williams' War?
Oh, let's do it. Just for fun. Come on, one time.
Jack Williams'
Arthur Flammer's name?
Yeah, Jack Williams' Smash.
It was Charlie Wilson's War.
Yeah.
Oh.
Tom Hanks and Julia Roberts were in that one. And you got the one, the two, and the three, and then you dropped off the cliff there, Jason. So with 6 points, you're below the punishment threshold, and you, my friend, get Joe Pesci.
All right.
Awesome. I was alone. I took a ride. I didn't know what I would find there.
Sounds like a girl.
Another road where maybe I could find another kind of mind there.
Does he amuse you?
Yeah.
Is he making you laugh?
Then yes.
What, is he a funny man to you?
Funny like a clown.
Did I tell you I need you every single day?
It almost sounds like, what was her name? Sally on the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Rosemarie?
Rosemarie, yeah.
You didn't run, you didn't hide. You knew I wanted just to hold you.
Joe Pesci is lounge lizard dance.
Wow. You in time, we'd meet again, for I'd have told you.
You know, this is not horrible.
No, I know. It's absolutely not bad.
Well, I say that now because I know what's coming.
Uh-oh. Oh, something bad's coming.
Well, he's going to scream out the chorus. Here he goes.
Gotta get you into my life.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right, Joe.
All right.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown and I lose you.
Well, Jason, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
Thank you for playing the Harris Challenge and our salute to the Beatles 50th here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
Oh, you missed the close for the Well Hungarians.
You're absolutely right. You know, it's the new thing.
I know it is. We're not used to it.
I apologize. The Harris Challenge brought to you by the Well Hungarians. Who you can see tonight and tomorrow night at Cutter's in Belleville. To find out where they're going to be playing all the time, go to their website, wellhungarians.net. Thank you for correcting me.
Hot dogs. And here we go. Were you laughing, Tim?
I thought that was Wayne Newton, not Joe Pesci.
Oh man, it sounded horrible. Well, he sounded like a woman, but
you couldn't tell it was Joe Pesci. There were no F bombs, and it was too clean.
I will give you $10,000 if you say that to Pesci's face.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah,
not you. What Dan said.
No. Oh. You sound like a woman. Like a woman, how?
Yeah, really?
Do I amuse you?
All right.
By the way, on that Beatles thing on Sunday night, I'm really looking forward to the great Beatles stylings of Keith Urban.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. They've got the Eurythmics, John Mayer, Maroon 5, Annie Lennox and Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics, who I think could actually be pretty good, and Alicia Keys and John Legend, who I think would be pretty good. But Keith Urban?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, he could talk about when the Beatles came to Australia.
Right here on our stage.
Go ahead.
Here he is, Tim Wiley with traffic.
All right, thank you, Dan.
What happened to the accident? Voice?
I don't know.
Yeah, really?
He turned into Joe Pesci.
You got a speech impediment.
God, the guys are in your mind.
Oh, my. Hey, they've just cleared an accident on northbound 55 at Park. It had the right lane blocked, but now everything is backed up to the ramp on 44, and eastbound 44 is slowing. Approaching Jefferson to the merge with 55, southbound 270, it's really running slow in pockets between Page all the way down through Highway 55. On westbound 40, you've got stop-and-go traffic from Kings Highway through McCausland. Looks like we're slow again, 270 through Timberlake Manor, and then from Clarkson all the way out to the Spirit Overpass where they're working with an accident. It is bumper to bumper. Northbound 170, you're slow from Highway 70 up through Airport Road. Southbound 170, looks like we've got some stop-and-go areas from Page down through Highway 40. And on eastbound 270, you are still slowing from McDonald through New Florissant and eastbound 70, heavy Salisbury. This traffic report, it is brought to you by, let me get my sponsor up here, Preparation H. Hemorrhoids, try Preparation H Relief with the power of two. First, fast-acting Preparation H medicated wipes, then longer-lasting maximum strength cream. At Walmart, use as directed. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, it's Friday.
So what?
Well, tomorrow we're on the air again.
Again?
Every Saturday.
When?
Unless we're not here.
No, we're here.
This Saturday on the Inside Out Show.
This Saturday we're here.
When you call in, you get information about either growing something, killing something, fixing something, rebuilding something.
What time do I have to show up?
11 o'clock to 1 o'clock every Saturday.
Oh, my goodness.
All the information you'll need to do stuff around the house. That's the Inside Out Show.
I'm Jim.
I'm John. We'll see you then on the Big 550 KTRS.
These days, going to the dentist can be practically painless.
Gee, that didn't hurt a bit.
Until they hand you the bill.
Ow!
Because if you don't have dental insurance, you could be spending a lot of money. Even just a simple cleaning can cost over $100. And other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. But now you can get dental insurance for less than $1 a day. Real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-700-0316. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. This is the pain-free way to get coverage for less than $1 a day. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-700-0316. 1-800-700-0316.
Hi, this is Ken Heisey. We started Heisey Advisory Group with one thing in mind, to serve our clients well. As a fiduciary, I have a legal responsibility to work for your best interests. Call us now at 314-909-1116, and I'd be happy to give you a no-obligation consultation. If you're like most people, you've had some gains recently. Unfortunately, most people aren't aware of the fees that they've been paying on their investments, so a lot of your gains could disappear before you see them. Now is the best time to give us a call and let us help you review your portfolio. Take control of your assets and your profits. Let us help you put a plan together with only one thing in mind. you.
Call Heisey Advisory Group right now at 314-909-1116 for your no-obligation financial review. That's 314-909-1116. Or visit them at heiseadvisorygroup.com. Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
Valentine's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. One dozen red roses plus a free glass vase for just $29.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 700. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket next week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Plus, pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning red roses sent fresh from the field, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $29.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple next week, and this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of red roses will not be this low for long, so don't wait. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 700. That's proflowers.com, secret code 700.
Do you have opioid-induced constipation? MedX Healthcare Research is conducting a research study for people with constipation caused by a strong pain medication such as an opiate or narcotic. All qualified participants in the study will receive the study medication, plus all study-related care and procedures at no cost. Compensation for participation may be available. If you have constipation caused by pain medication and are interested in learning more about this study, please call 866-713-5355. That number again is 866-713-5355, or visit us online at MedXHealth.net.
For a fast, accurate temperature reading, nothing beats the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Here's what a real Exergen customer had to say.
This works great. My doctor's office uses the same brand and recommended this one to me. I love that I can check my baby's temperature when sleeping because he stays asleep.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere, giving you the peace of mind that you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
How did four blue-collar kids become one of the greatest success stories in pop music history? Find out at Jersey Boys. It's Broadway's Tony Award-winning best musical about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Experience the true story musical phenomenon that takes you behind the scenes and behind the music.
Oh, what a night.
Coming to the Fox in the U.S. Bank Broadway series for 2 weeks only, beginning February 19th. Get your tickets at MetroTix.com.
Hi, Terry Hall here. I want to welcome you to join me for This Week in Real Estate this Sunday from 1 until 3 right here on the Big 550 KTRS. I've got a lot of stuff we're going to cover. The real estate contract, how earnest money works, how the commission works, what you do when you have a problem in your real estate transaction, what do you do when you have a building inspection issue. That's This Week in Real Estate, this Sunday from 1 until 3, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. Normally at this time on Friday, we'd have Mike Evans on here, but Mike is a little bit under the weather because, as you know, in Palm Springs, the weather can get awfully horrible, as opposed to here in St. Louis, where yesterday morning we had no degrees.
Yeah. Yeah. When they get down into the 60s, people wear parkas.
Yeah. So
crazy. Wearing T-shirts.
So this portion of the show normally would be brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Great places to get food to go or to have a nice dinner out. You know you're in the right place when you see the pig on the roof. The only thing that you could see during the flood of 93 was on the roof of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and Smokehouse Market. The building's still there. The businesses are still there. The food is still great. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse. So I do have some knuckleheads in the news I want to share with you in a couple of minutes. Did you hear this story of a doctor in Germany who diagnosed a patient with a serious problem because he had seen a case like it on the old TV series House?
No,
remember the one with Hugh Laurie as Dr. Yes. Gregory House, and they had all these bizarre cases? So this 55-year-old man is in the hospital, and he's got a mix of symptoms, fever, blindness, deafness, and enlarged lymph nodes.
Mm.
Baffled the doctors in this hospital for months. They couldn't figure it out. Then they called on a guy who they call the German Dr. House. His name is Dr. Jürgen Schaefer. He has watched every episode of the show House, and he said, when I saw his symptoms, after 5 minutes, I knew what was wrong. The man's symptoms matched up almost perfectly with a patient on an episode of House in which House identifies cobalt poisoning as the cause. The other doctors thought that the guy needed a heart transplant, but Schaefer told them, test his cobalt levels. And it turned out that because the guy had had an operation recently to replace a broken ceramic hip, some of the small fragments of the ceramic hip remained and were grinding into the metal replacement. That caused cobalt and chromium to leak into his bloodstream. Once they went in again and cleared that out and replaced the hip, his heart got better and his other symptoms improved.
Wow. Wow, that is wild.
He has written about that now in the British medical journal Lancet. And he says he's not really sure that the nickname of the German Dr. House is a compliment. He says House was rude and abrasive, and yeah, he was an expert in diagnosing rare ailments, but I would have fired him after the first three episodes. Still, he said, you know, having that guy's appalling bedside manner was ultimately outweighed by his unparalleled diagnostic skills. It is important to be nice, but you don't get patients healthy just by being nice. Sometimes you got to watch a TV show to find out what's wrong. So congratulations to him on, on doing that. Also, I want to thank a listener by name of Tony, who emailed me this about the Beatles. We had a category about them moments ago in the Harris Challenge, and they're 50 years since they came to America today, and Sunday they'll have that 50th anniversary thing on CBS. Apparently somebody at Newsweek wrote an article about what was written in Newsweek 50 years ago, after the Beatles came to America and performed on Ed Sullivan. This was their review of the Beatles in Newsweek. Visually, they are a nightmare. Tight, dandified, Edwardian beatnik suits and great pudding bowls of hair. Musically, they are a near disaster. Guitars and drums slamming out a merciless beat that does away with secondary rhythms, harmony, and melody. Their lyrics, punctuated by nutty shouts of yeah, 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 are a catastrophe, a preposterous farrago of Valentine card romantic sentiments. The odds are they will fade away, as most adults confidently predict, unquote. Now, I had to look up the word farrago.
Yeah.
I've never heard that in my life. F-A-R-R-A-G-O. It means a confused mixture. So a preposterous, confused mixture of Valentine card romantic sentiments. Good call,
yes.
Newsweek reviewer. That's like when they were auditioning for Decca Records the first time.
Yeah.
The Beatles were told, oh, guitar groups are on the way out.
Yeah.
Good call. Good call, Mr. Musical Prediction Guy. So thanks for that, Tony. A couple of other things. 60 Minutes is going to re-air their Philip Seymour Hoffman interview this Sunday night, where he talked about being a drug addict that they originally aired back in 2006. And I don't know if they're going to show this on the NBC coverage of the opening ceremonies tonight, but apparently the viral clip from the Olympics today is of Shiva Keshavan, an Indian luger, a luger from India, who, during one of his runs, fell off his sled. And he and the sled continue to... Now, they go at, what, 70, 80 miles
an hour
down that thing?
Flying.
So he falls off because of one of the turns, but he and the sled keep going, and now he's going backwards down the thing because, they, you know, they go feet first. So he still is going feet first, but he's on his stomach. And he slides, and he rolls over to get onto his back, and at that moment, the sled goes underneath him, and he's right back in position.
No way.
And he continues the whole run.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't come close to a record time, or for, you know, it was like 6 or 7 seconds behind them. But still, it's fantastic footage. I hope they run it tonight. If not, I'm sure you can find it online. Shiva Keshavan, the loser from India, who ends up on top of the sled again. All right, that's the music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin right here in St. Louis, where Jevons Brown got frustrated that he couldn't find a job. So last summer, he lashed out at some of the companies that did not hire him by packaging up some cat feces and mailing it to them. A couple of the companies called the cops, who traced the packages back to Brown and arrested him. Now he has pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge of mailing injurious articles. I didn't know that that was a crime, mailing injurious articles. The assistant U.S. attorney who prosecuted him, John Bodenhausen, says this is not a victimless crime. You've got the postal workers, the people whose mail was next to his packages, and the employees who received it. But since Brown now has a job and almost no criminal history, the prosecutor and his public defender agreed that Brown should get 2 years probation instead of 6 months in prison. Brown told the court, "I'm sorry, it will never happen again." We go to Jensen Beach, Florida for our second story. A Taco Bell manager there called the cops saying there was a truck in the drive-thru lane with the engine revving and smoke coming out, and he thought the driver might have fallen asleep or something. So the cops get there, and they find 30-year-old Matthew Faulkner either passed out or sleeping, smelling of booze, with his foot pressing down on the truck's accelerator. Good thing is it was in park. According to the police report, one of the deputies asked for Faulkner's identification, this after they woke him up. Hey, can we have your ID? No. Sir, we're going to need your identification. That's when Faulkner reached into the Taco Bell bag and took out a taco and handed it to him. And the other deputy said, "No, we don't want the taco. We want your ID." At that point, Faulkner shrugged and took a bite of the taco. You will not be surprised to find that alcohol was involved. By the way, at that point, the deputies pulled him out of the truck, and it's a good thing they did, because the truck was then on fire.
Oh.
They had to use fire extinguishers to douse the flames. He told the deputies he had had a beer.
Yeah.
They gave him the breathalyzer. He blew a .227. That's about three times the legal limit. Busted him on a DUI charge. Now we go to Concord, California, where officials at a private school are apologizing after a lunch menu option to celebrate Black History Month made some people angry. The school is called Carondelet High School for Girls. They wanted to come up with some ways to observe Black History Month during a lunchtime celebration. So here's what they put on the menu. Fried chicken, cornbread, and watermelon. Not surprisingly, some students and parents were offended. The school sent a letter of apology to parents from Principal Nancy Libby, who wrote that the items were taken off of the menu and the school does not perpetuate racial stereotypes. Although you couldn't tell it by this incident. She also wrote that the school will hold a diversity assembly. I would start by having one for the staff.
Yes.
Before having it for the kids.
Yeah.
And we finished today in Hingham, Massachusetts, where Ginny Bilal was half asleep when she reached over to pet her cat, Pretty Boy. Only the long-haired tomcat was nowhere in sight. What Baloo was running her fingers through instead was the coarse fur of a deranged raccoon.
Oh.
It had crept into the house through the cat door and snuck into bed beside her before jumping on Ginny's face and locking on. Began to attack her, bit onto her mouth as she struggled for a couple of minutes before managing to pry the raccoon off with her thumbs and throw it to the floor. Then she used her landline telephone to smash it on the head. It ran out of the bedroom. She closed the door, called 911. They called animal control. They found the raccoon hiding behind the toilet where they were able to rope it and snare it. They took it to a vet where it was euthanized. Here's the bad news for Ginny. Tested positive for rabies.
Oh.
Which meant that she had to start a series of painful rabies shots. She's at home recuperating now from the injuries, which include puncture wounds on her thumbs and fingers, stitches to a gash on her lip, and scratches on her face and neck.
Mm.
Fun time in bed last night, Ginny? And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS. All right, that's it for me today. Have a great weekend. Don't forget to check out my syndicated radio show, America Weekend, which airs at various times around the country, Saturday and Sunday at midnight here on the Big 550. And Monday and Tuesday, I'll be filling in for McGraw in the morning. For Ian and Dan and everybody else here on the large morning show in the afternoon, have a great weekend.
Meet me.
And let's get our final look at traffic now as we head into the weekend. Here's Tim Weiland.
So I just get a phone call from John Londoff. He goes, "What's going on 270? I'm waiting to get over into Westport." Well, I'm going to tell you, we've got an accident. It's midway between Page and Olive that's blocking the two left lanes. And right now, traffic looks like it's backing up approaching Dorset Road. Once you get beyond that, everything looks pretty well as
You make it down towards Tesson Ferry, then just a little bit slow towards 55. Southbound 170, you're slow from Ladue down through Highway 40. Eastbound 70, you're jamming up from about Salisbury to the Edward Jones Dome. If you're traveling west on 40, it's Kings Highway still through McCausland, 270 through Mason, but they have cleared that accident at the Spirit Overpass. You're going to be slow from Clarkson out to about Boone's Crossing. Then it's going to start stretching out in pockets between there and the Boone Bridge. On eastbound 270, it looks like we're slowing now a little bit east of McDonald through New Florissant, and northbound 170, you still have slow traffic from Highway 70 up through about Airport Road. And a real quick reminder, everybody, that the new Musial Bridge is going to open up on Sunday, and on Monday's commute, if you're coming in from Illinois, Highway 70 will now split off at 6455 and come over the new Musial Bridge. 5564 will now go over the Poplar Street Bridge, and then that stretch for, between the Musial Bridge through the depressed section onto 55 is going to be called Highway 44, and it will merge at the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by TaxAct.com. TaxAct.com, where your federal taxes are free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. TaxAct.com. You got this? From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Kelly Jackson, Monday morning on McGraw Live. Paul Harris sits in for McGraw. Jim Ryan joins us live from the Sochi Olympics. Gail Pennington talks TV. David Stokes on politics. Actor Gerald McRaney and super agent Lee Steinberg. I'll have news with Vicki Pimentel on sports and Tim Weiland with traffic. Join us Monday morning on the Big 550 KCRS.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-400-4216. That's 1-800-400-4216. 1-800-400-4216. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You say.
Hey, it's Friday.
So what?
Well, tomorrow we're on the air again.
Again?
Every Saturday.
When?
Unless we're not here.
No, we're here.
This Saturday on the Inside Out Show.
This Saturday we're here.
When you call in, you get information about either growing something, killing something, fixing something, rebuilding something.
What time do I have to show up?
11 o'clock to 1 o'clock every Saturday.
Oh, my goodness.
All the information you'll need to do stuff around the house. That's the Inside Out Show.
I'm Jim.
I'm John. We'll see you then on the Big 550 KTRS.
Everybody's woodworking for the weekend at the St. Louis Woodworking Show, coming to the Gateway Center in Collinsville this Friday through Sunday. Whether you're new to woodworking or sleep with a table saw under your pillow, don't miss this show. On Friday and Saturday, see Tommy McDonald from PBS Rough Cut. There'll be seminars on furniture, cabinet making, and more, and exhibitors to help you with upgrades to your tool belt. Don't miss the Woodworking Show this Friday through Sunday at the Gateway Center in Collinsville. Save $2 and get your tickets online at thewoodworkingshows.com.
This is Talk Radio St. Louis.
You know what I hear is nice.
The Big 550.
KTRS. Where St. Louis comes to talk.
K Bova Realty. Family owned. Big enough to provide excellent service. Small enough to care. Find K at www.sellingstlewis.com.
This is Where St. Louis Comes to Talk.
The Big 550. Too desirable to be real.
KTRS. At TaxAct.com, your federal taxes are free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. TaxAct.com. You got this.
Miles and miles from your nice warm bed.
You just remember what your old past said. For you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS. Presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
We're just hours away from your chance to walk, run, and drive over the Stan Musial Veterans Memorial Bridge, and we're there tonight as the new bridge lights up. Then the new span can't come soon enough as a morning accident tied up commuters for hours.
A lot of people from Illinois were a little late for work today, and Della Brooks was one of them.
I did sit and say, well, I could eat my lunch while I'm sitting here because there's nothing else to do.
Need a little sign of spring this winter? We found one.
It's a sure sign of spring when Fred Bird shows up at your school. Love the story. We both have a story.
For the first time, the Stan Musial Veterans Memorial Bridge carrying Interstate 70 over the Mississippi River has been lit. Charles Jaco is there live with the story of a bridge memorial for a worker who died building that structure. Charles.
Well, Miss Sandy, as you can see behind us, the cable stays supporting this graceful bridge and the twin towers that hold those cables are finally lit up. The switch was thrown just moments ago.